Want to stay up to date on the biggest stories in pop culture and entertainment? Then be sure to check out the TMZ podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton from TMZ, the TV show, and every day I'll sit down with a member of our news team to give exclusive breakdowns of the day's most talked about headlines, stories we break, and the stories you care about. So check out the TMZ podcast, Monday through Friday, and the other podcasts from the TMZ audio network like Last Days and TMZ Verified, available on all podcast platforms.
Welcome back, everybody, to a bonus episode of the show where you, supporters of the Instance Premium, which should have been the name of it. Why don't I just call it that? I've never known what to call it. I'm like, the Instance support link, support us. Like, it's dumb. But Garrett today coined the phrase premium, which everyone has. Everyone uses that word, but I've never thought of it before. So welcome to the bonus show for the Instance Premium members. Yeah, that's right. If you're hearing this the weekend of the, what is today, the 13th, that means that you're one of our beloved. Yes, what
were you going to say? I really appreciate it because we're getting up to the point where, and this is how I measure how money is coming in, where it's almost a car payment.
Yeah.
And that excites me.
Yep, same. It's kind of, you guys are awesome and we love you for this and we hope you keep it up. And for those who are now hearing this like a week later, what a bummer that must be for you guys, because you don't get to hear us when it's hot and fresh and right out of the freaking the audio corn chute. That doesn't sound right. Anyway, Garrett and I are here, and we're going to have some fun. So strap on, everybody.
I'm going to get some questions wrong.
Yeah.
And you should have said strap in, not strap on, but really, we're there already, and it happened.
I really should have. Now that you've mentioned it, I really should have. Okay, so we're going to start this off proper. Get a little background game show music because we're back to the trivia. One of the biggest bits of feedback we've gotten about these bonus shows is people really like that episode where I tried to stump you with a bunch of trivia. So we're going to do it now, do it again, do it right here. Garrett, are you ready for your World of Warcraft lore quiz?
No, but let's do it anyway.
What is the original name given to the Blood Elves?
High elves?
I'll give
is
you
this multiple choice?
I'll give you three options, yeah.
Okay.
The Quildorai, the Keldorai, or the Sindorai?
Sindorai or Keldorai is driving me nuts. I'm going to go with the Sindorai.
All right, the Sindorai. I've clicked it. You are 100%... correct. Nicely done.
Next. Like, who are the Keldorai? Because that's a thing, right?
It is, but that's not them. And I don't know who they are, though. It's a great question. But it's some other faction of whatevers. All right, here you go. Dalaran once rested in Silverpine Forest for before being transported to Northrend. True or false?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Dalaran once rested in Silverpine Forest before being transported to Northrend.
In Silver Pine Forest. I'm imagining maps in my head.
No, it's all
and
good.
And I'm going to go
right.
with true.
You're going to say true? And the answer to that is false. The answer is false. It was in... Where's the answer? Hold on. Why don't I see the answer here? They're not
the
showing
music
the answer.
Is as loud as your voice in Discord.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. Hold on. Let me go turn it down. That sucks. Is it really that loud in Discord?
It's a little hard to understand you, yeah.
It's weird. It shouldn't be that loud. Okay. Here, we'll turn that down a little. How's that? Better?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's see. You got that wrong, but it doesn't tell me the actual answer. Okay, I guess maybe we keep going. Huh. All right. The reason it's because Silver Pine Forest is north of all of that. And I know, and I can't think of the area, but that's where you got it wrong. But we'll don't worry. We'll get to it. Okay. So next on the list, the Four Horsemen consists of which four bosses during the Naxxramas raid? All right. Now there are four options. These all have a bunch of names in it. So this is the Four Horsemen consists of which four bosses?
I mean, already I'm going to hit you with, are we talking vanilla Naxxramas or are we talking Wrath of Lich King? Because it's different horsemen.
Vanilla Naxxramas.
Okay.
Here are your options. Thane Korthaz, Lady Blaumox, however you say her name, Baron Rivendare, and Sir Zelik. That's your first option, okay?
Oh, man, I need a visual for this.
I know. This is a hard one. Second one, Lady Blue Mox, or however you say your name, Darian Mulgrain, Lord Malacrez, or Terran Gorefiend. Terran Gorefiend. And then your next one, Baron Rivendare, Darian Mulgrain, Terran Gorefiend, and Scourge Lord Tyrannus. Or your final option, Terran Gorefiend, Sir Zelic, Lord Malcarez, and Lady Blaumox. This is going to be impossible. I don't know how you do it.
Can you copy and paste that in the chat so I can actually see those options?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's about the dumbest thing ever. Okay, hold on. I'm dragging it now. Where is it?
I know Mograine was in the... Oh, wait, Darian Mograine.
Okay, there you go. It's in chat. Or it will be. There you go.
Four horsemen consist of four bosses during the... My... God almighty.
I know. And they're ridiculous names, obviously. They're stupid.
Yeah. Darian Mulgrain's in two of them. I know he was in the original Four Horsemen. I don't really remember much else. I thought Lady... Oh, that's not even how you... I thought you spelled that. Shit.
This is a hard one. No one would blame you for getting this one wrong.
I didn't think Terran Gorefiend was a Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, but he's with Darian Mulgrain, so I'm really confused here, Scott.
Yep.
Oh!
He's in every one of these except A. So he's grouped in everything but answer A.
Darian Gorefiend, yeah, that's the one that's like killing me here. I could have sworn. It doesn't specify that this is the Vanilla Nax Ramis.
You're right, but the date on here makes me think it's not. This is pretty old.
Oh, my Lord. This one's killing me, man. I'm going to go with the freaking second option,
I guess. The second option, B. Let's find out. Is that the correct answer? What happened to my buzz? Hold on. I lost my buzzer.
A buzz instead of a ding. That's not good.
There it is. It was actually the first one. Thane Korthaz, okay. Lady Beaumox, Baron Rivendare, and Dr.
That's the Wrath of the Lich King one.
Is it?
I believe so.
All right. Well, that was your correct answer. I think you should not take too hard of a ding for that one. All right. Next one. Here you go. The curse of flesh was the cause behind the creation of the dwarves. True or false? The curse of flesh was the cause or behind the cause of the creation of the dwarves.
Curse of flesh was the cause behind the creation of the dwarves. True.
I'm going to answer true, and let's see if it is. You are correct. Nicely done. They don't give a lot of context, but yes, that is true.
Good, because I don't remember a lot of
the context. I don't either. I do remember, you know, they were stone dudes, and then they made flesh
dudes. And
there
are still some stone dudes, and they're mad at the not stone dudes.
Yeah, and then Magni's got his whole diamond thing going. Because of some curse, and I don't know how that all worked out.
Yep.
All right.
By the way, confirmed. I'm Googling answers that have already been given in the background. Yeah, that first option on the Four Horsemen confirmed is the Wrath of the Lich King Four Horsemen.
Damn.
Which I would have guessed that had I known that, because it's the only one that doesn't have Darian Mulgrain, and that's the thing I remember is the main delineation between the two.
Right. Fair enough. All right. Onyxia used to spy on the Stormwind in the guise of a chief advisor. What did she call what did she call herself while under her human form? Here are your options. Lady Katrina Preston, Lady Katrina Prestor, or Magistrix Lauvil Karnos.
Go with the second option because I honestly have no freaking idea.
All right, let's find out.
Don't remember.
Nicely guessed. You got it.
Preston sounded wrong, and that last one is so elaborate, I feel like I would have remembered it.
Right. Katrina Prestor is correct.
Cool.
All right, next one. This button takes forever. Okay. Which of the following, by the way, there are 10 of these total. Which of the following is the only raid in World of Warcraft where you can play a game of chess? You probably know this right off the top of your head.
Karazhan.
I'm going to check that one and see if that's the one you got. It is. Very well done. The other options I gave were Board Game Land, the Game Vaults, the Steam Vaults, or Cavern of Time, the creation of classical board games. You would have gotten it either way, I think.
I love that last one.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's great.
All right. Doom is coming. Is it not? Wait, what is this? Okay. I feel like I'm getting trolled by this question, but I'm going to read the answers anyway, okay? Doom is coming or is it not? The first amp option is Doom. Second option is E plus 1 equals 12. Third option is I guess you could say that. Or a final, what does it have to do with WoW?
I'm going to go with the final because what the actual hell?
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay, it says you got it wrong, but I'm still giving it to you because that's the dumbest question and it means nothing. It's supposed to be a legit test. I have no idea where that thing came from. Okay. What was the purpose of the Blood Elven Expedition in Blood Mist Isle? Was it to create a portal to Outland so they could travel through it? Was it to assassinate the Draenor or the Draenei leader? Was it to summon an army of demons to overwhelm Exodar? To go sightseeing? Or, finally, to find a crystal that would allow them to communicate with Kel'thas?
I think it was that final one?
A crystal to speak with Kel'thas, you say? I'm going to send you these questions just in case. Here you go. Just make sure any of those don't jump out at you and make you go,
create a portal island so you could travel through it, assassinate Draenei leader, summon an army of demons. I'm really torn between assassinate Draenei leader or find a crystal that allowed him to communicate with Kel'thas because I really don't remember. Only ever tried one Draenei. Assassinate Draenei leader just seems too obvious.
Yeah.
And I remember there being a bunch of crystal crap.
Yeah.
God, man, the Blood Elves didn't really have a huge beef with the Draenei, I didn't think. I'm going to go with that final option. That's my final answer. It's probably wrong.
All right, to find a crystal that would allow them to communicate with Kel'thas. Is that correct? And the answer is incorrect. It was to create a portal to Outland so they could travel through it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we'll take their word for it.
I was wrong on both accounts.
All right, which of these quotes is not spoken by Onyxia in the raid Onyxia's Lair? So she does not say one of the following. All right. I am tired of this meaningless exertion. I shall incinerate you all from above. Number two. How fortuitous. Normally I have to leave my lair in order to feed. Three. Whelps, many whelps. Now, handle it.
Boy, that's an easy one. That one. Just that one.
I think that's it. The last one was arrogant fools. I shall enjoy feasting on your charred flesh.
They could have got me with this one because I only raided Onyxia when they brought it back for some anniversary thing. I never did it at the time, and I never did it so much that any of this would have stuck in my mind. But they put in a trolley Mimi answer, so that's that one.
Okay, now we have a problem because I chose the one you said, and I would have chosen that as well. Whelps, many whelps, now handle it. And they say that's wrong, and the true one, the one that is the one she doesn't say, is arrogant fools, I shall enjoy feasting upon your charred flesh. Does she say, whelps, many whelps, now handle it? Or is that just the meme guy who yells at his raid team? Because now now I don't know. Because if they've trolled me here, I'm going to be pissed. Let's see. Onyxia lines. All right, here we go. Classic Wellhead. Okay, I don't want that. Onyxia's Lair raid. I can't find a good video. Let's see.
What I'm trying to find. Somewhere on Wellhead, they usually have quotes, but I'm having trouble finding it, actually.
Yeah. Shoot. Okay, well, there's no way to tell for sure, I guess, here, but I feel like that's... I think you're right. There's no way that's not right. Right?
I found them here. Here are five quotes confirmed by Wellhead for Onyxia. How fortuitous. Usually I must leave my lair to feed. It seems you'll need another lessons, mortal. Learn your place, mortal. This meaningless exertion bores me. I'll incinerate you from above, and you seek to lure me from my clutch. You shall pay for your insolence. This. Yeah, there's no universe where that is a legitimate Onyxia quote.
Great. Great. Well done, test. You're shitty. All right. Final. Is this the final one? Hold on.
This is so on brand for when I do trivia with you. Because folks may remember, years ago, Scott, I called into the morning stream because Daryl couldn't make it that day.
And
you were like,
that.
Let's do Star Wars trivia because the Old Republic, I think, had just launched. Yeah. And I called in and you put me through.
Yeah.
And it was, what was Vader's last line?
Yeah.
And I got it right. But the thing you were using said it was wrong.
Yep. You're right. This and then the last time we did this on this show, there was a bunch of weirdness, right? Like... It's
last time, actually, I think it worked just fine.
Did it work? Wasn't there some confusion though about where the trolls came or no, where the somebody came from?
Oh, it was the wetlands thing, which turned out I was indeed wrong.
Yeah. Oh, you were wrong. Okay. All right.
I was wrong, even though the freaking city there is a damn human city.
Okay, I'm going to give you the final 10th question, even though this is stupid, okay? Because it's super stupid. Like, these pro-professional quizzes.com, F you guys, you're screwing around with me here. Here's the final question, and it doesn't do much better. It says, the most annoying boss in the game, because of the fact that he says quotes in an insane, whiny, and nasal voice, is most definitely one of the following. Interrogator right. Vicious, your mum, or Defias Underlord Cash. Again, a dumb question because this is completely subjective.
Yeah. I mean, if I can remember who had a nasally voice, I could actually answer this question, but I have no idea.
I can name about 12 other characters in WoW that annoy me.
When I think of the most annoying boss, I think of Sindragosa, because if I ever had to listen to Watches Your Pathetic Magic Betrays You one more time, happened a lot because we wiped on Sindragosa so many times.
Well, it happens a lot for two reasons. Once you wipe on her a million times, but also she says it every 5 seconds. She was constantly saying that.
So I don't know. Pick the first one because I have no freaking clue.
Interrogator Vicious happens to be the correct answer. Nice job. You got 50% of these right, which I think is actually pretty strong considering the Doom thing is stupid. The quotes not spoken by Anixia is broken. You would have had... Yeah, you would have been 70 on this.
I would have had four horsemen if it specified which Max Ramis.
Yeah, I'm giving you 70. This is garbage. This is not good. I'm not using these guys next time.
I'm going to look up Vanilla Max Ramis four horsemen because I'm curious if I had a better knowledge of them if none of these were actually correct for Vanilla.
Oh, right. Horsemen. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm kind of curious because I really didn't. All I knew was Darien as kind of the outlier. Oh, and it wasn't even Darien. It was High Lord Mograin.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because and then Thane, Sir Zelek, and Lady Blamue. It also spells Lady Blamue wrong. It should be EUX instead of OX, so it's more like a French word or name.
Yeah.
So I could have probably discerned this if I had a better recollection of Vanilla Next Ramus.
Sure,
because none of these are correct for Vanilla Next Ramus.
The one about the the one about the annoying voice is way too subjective, and there are giant lists on forums and stuff where people try to do it. Nobody ever agrees. Like Lord Arius of Rivendare, Brian Bronzebeard, Agra, Horde Players, Anduin. Let's see, who else? Varian, who made him king, it says. Tyrande, Malfurion, Anduin, let's see, Lorewalker Cho.
You
can't put Lorewalker Cho on this list. Are you kidding me?
He's Walker amazing. Cho's amazing.
Yes. I want him to read me bedtime stories. I like that guy so much.
I do too.
Yeah, F this list. But the point is, that's a bad quiz and terrible. So this gives me an opportunity. Hey, any of you premium members out there, or even you guys a week later, like, hey, I know a great place for WoW trivia and you'd like us to do more on the show, send me your links because it's real hit and miss out here on the internet. Turns out the...
Please make sure it's multiple choice.
Yeah. A lot of fake... I hesitate to use the term given its charged meaning, but I hate fake news. I want some real quizzes.
Did they ever do more than one edition of WoW Trivial Pursuit? Because you should just pick up one of those.
Oh, I have one of those. Why didn't I do that?
You just pull a couple of cards. I'm curious if they ever did more of them, though.
I have that in the game. Yeah, it's over there. I can't reach it. But I didn't even think about that. No, that's fine. Because, look, you're so steeped in vanilla right now. It'd be perfect. Right?
Oh, yeah. It looks like they only ever did, like, OG vanilla.
Yeah, I think there's just the one. It was post-vanilla, though. Like, it was after BC, or at least, or maybe more. Right? Do I have that wrong?
I need a new one. I would buy that.
I want to say 2012. That came out 2013, maybe.
So I think we played it at a CreateCon. That's how I remember it.
That might have Pandaria even in it. But that's a great idea. Why don't I just do that? That's what I'll do. Screw the internet. Yeah, you failed me, internet.
We find more reputable sources online for trivia.
Yeah, the internet has failed me once again. Well done. Nice job.
Watch as your pathetic trivia betrays you.
All right. Well, that's
good. I'll take the loss on that Four Horsemen one because again, I gotten it right.
That was a legit one. You know, like none of the rest of these are.
I'll
very
take the
legit.
Hit on that.
Sure.
Had I known, I could have gotten it by process of elimination.
Yeah, we're not going to make you go the full. You're not taking the full Monty on this though. Whatever that means. I can't say things that aren't embarrassing today. What is wrong with my
everything, yeah, everything
mouth?
Has a kind of a subtext of sexual meaning today.
So. Yeah, like a bad connotation. I need to stop doing that. All right. Yeah. So the plan is we'll have another one of these in the new year. It'll be in 2020 next time we have a bonus show. That'll be January sometime. So we hope you all are having a fantastic Christmas season and a great new year that you celebrate with family and friends and you have a great time. You know, spend a lot of time with those you love the most and listen to our show to make you happy and all that kind of stuff. Garrett, any final thoughts for the fine people at home before we cut out of here?
Yes, according to Wikipedia, Kveldori is a term meaning children of noble birth in Darnasian or high elves in Thalasian.
Oh.
So I still don't know what the difference is between that and Sindori.
I was going to say, does that help us at all? Are we any closer to our dream?
Well, Sindori, you type in it, it just straight up pulls up blood elves. So, yeah, Sindori
okay.
is definitely.
We're a little closer then. All right.
Specific to blood elves, whereas Kveldori is a more umbrella term for high elves, which became blood elves.
Nice. Well, we've all learned something today, which I'm glad about. Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys have a fantastic Christmas season, as I mentioned before, and we'll be back soon with more content. We'll see you then. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. Magistrix Laville Karnos.